We're here for another edition of the Outlook Series, and I'm your host, Mike Lippis.
More and more retailers are adopting the Internet of Things, and many of them believe IoT will be their most important technological initiative of the decade. Now, new technologies have changed the way shoppers interact with retailers, and the shopping experience can be the retailer's strategic differentiator. With the Internet of Things, retailers can leverage intelligence to make strategic, informed business decisions that improve customer loyalty and associate effectiveness while creating exciting experiences for their shoppers. Now joining us to discuss how the Internet of Things is changing retail is Sean Harris. Sean is the retail and hospitality industry lead with Zebra Technologies. Sean Harris, welcome to the Outlook Series.
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Well, thanks. So, Sean, how are retailers ready to make the changes that are required to adopt IoT?
You know, Michael, though 96% of retailers plan to implement an IoT solution to enhance customer experience or promote business growth, it's still very much early days for retailers as they continue to honestly settle their omnichannel challenge. You know, network scale, technological interoperability, and security are three key areas that still require addressing. I mean, retailers are looking at initial solutions that honestly will probably be islands of technology to start, that being, you know, their enclosed solutions. The provider is providing a full stack. But this is an area where they're starting to put their toe in and are starting to move forward, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do retailers expect IoT to deliver?
Probably the number one thing that retailers are hoping to gain out of IoT is to enhance the customer experience and really leverage the sensor data that they're picking up, however that's obtained, whether it be Wi-Fi or through some other sort of mobile-based sensor, to really improve, again, the customer's overall in-store experience with the hope of, you know, increasing basket size. But they also want to increase operational effectiveness and efficiency, which, on the flip side, will help them to reduce labor costs. The Internet of Things really is going to transform businesses, connecting track lines of business assets to improving efficiency and reducing costs and really overall, just optimize, again, operational performance with real-time intelligence. It's going to be a real game changer. But like I said, I think the top two items are going to be improving customer experiences and improving upon their operational effectiveness.
Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to enabling IoT implementations, what are the most important technologies?
So, kind of top-down, I'd say Wi-Fi. For the connectivity, real-time location and tracking for identification of where items are in terms of in their physical presence, and certainly security. And some would argue that should be number one. But you know, you got to start with how do you enable a smart connected device? You got to connect it, and so that would be these would be the top three requirements in driving an IoT implementation.
Mm-hmm. Now, what challenges do retailers face when implementing IoT?
So probably the biggest challenge is going to circle around infrastructure and networking readiness. As you put more and more devices online, it's going to demand more of the networking infrastructure that, at this point, doesn't put every single connected device on the network. And so I would say infrastructure readiness is number one, that being about the capacity, that being about the security and ability to operate with those devices. Again, security is another challenge that retailers are going to have to face. And then, you know, when you start collecting all of this information from these things, all this sensor data, you know, what do you do with it? I think that even today, you know, when it comes to big data, retailers are still trying to make sense of what they have. And, you know, IoT and what it's going to create for a data set is going to be immense. And really that's going to be a key area as well that's going to cause some challenges, is making sense of what now the data that they now have.
Mm-hmm. Now, with regard to strategic outcomes, what can IoT deliver?
Yeah, so, and you kind of alluded to it earlier that, you know, this is going to be, the most strategic, you know, technology, you know, in decades. And what can it deliver? There's a lot of folks saying that it can be transformative to a business and really moving a retailer into a whole nother category. A retailer can go from just being a company that sells products to a company that offers unique services now based on the data they're collecting, that can actually take data, and I'm talking about products that they sell, take data from the products that they sell and resell it to create a whole another new revenue stream.
Mm-hmm.
But truly the ability for them to act on the consumer's behalf before maybe even the consumer knows, is going to really drive a level of delight that's going to be, unparalleled and otherwise unrealized in the past.
Alrighty. Now, you know, looking at the near term, how are retailers going to leverage IoT?
Yeah, I kind of alluded to this earlier, but honestly, I'm going to come back to it. Customer experience. Customer experience is going to be the item that really retailers focus on and zero in on. You know, how can I use these intelligent connected devices to drive a greater experience for my shoppers? How can I make sure that every time they come into my store, they're delighted? Because really that's the key, right? I mean, competing on price is certainly an important element. But driving, you know, convenience, driving an enhanced offering from a service perspective is really that thing that's going to help you to turn that basket into a larger basket for you and really increase repeat. You know, 49% of firms have identified this as being their top benefit. And, you know, I keep citing a couple of statistics, and I want to be clear, we actually did a survey, a research paper with Forrester late last year. And really a lot of these insights that I'm talking about were derived from that, in addition to a shopper study that we did recently as well.
Hmm.
So all really fact-based information and exciting information that we've been able to obtain from both retailers as well as shoppers.
All right, Sean. So what partner types do retailers view as helpful to their IoT initiatives?
Yeah, so there's three key partner types that retailers are looking at. One is going to be an IT infrastructure providers. You know, folks who are really laying out the environment that it's all going to reside in, the foundation, really, of the IoT environment. Then there's device manufacturers, so those making sensors, the active and passive RFID tags, GPS, mobile devices. And then there are certainly the security solution providers. Again, you know, security really is the running river through all of this. But I would say that these would be the three key IT infrastructure providers, device manufacturers, and security solutions providers.
Mm-hmm. Now, what products and services does Zebra leverage to help their customers optimize the shopping experience for both the consumer and the retailer?
Yeah, so we have quite the portfolio of solutions to increase both the shopper's experience and the efficiency and effectiveness of the retailer, of our retail customers. One of those is going to be our MPAC solution, which is our presence and location technology that derives presence data based on both Wi-Fi sensors and beacons as well, or Bluetooth, smart Bluetooth technology. So, and that's been really a platform that has gained a lot of attention for Zebra, given the way that it goes about orchestrating location data based on, again, the Wi-Fi signaling and the Bluetooth data that we're able to capture there. So, also another platform that we have is Zatar, which is really a orchestration platform for those things in IoT. You know, I kind of earlier mentioned this idea of the you know, islands of technology, which basically is, you know, there's a single provider of a solution who has, who's building out the full stack from how your device is going to connect to how you're going to understand the device's data, right? Top to bottom. And what we're looking to do with Tatar is make it such that it doesn't, we don't care what device, you're using, how you're implementing within the environment. Tatar is the platform that can speak with all of those different islands or all of those different devices to really bring a holistic view, a federated view of your things. That's a platform that, again, is also, gets fortunately bringing a lot of attention. We also are a leader in Wi-Fi, technology, putting out really the best access points in retail. Mm-hmm. And certainly, we're best known for our mobile computing, kiosk technology, our tablets and printing capabilities as well.
All right. Now, you know, how close are the big name retailers to adopting the more futuristic technologies such as responsive dressing rooms or dynamic merchandising?
Yeah. So, a lot of it's here, right? So if you take a trip to New York, you actually see, you know, things that are work in progress by pretty big names in retail and big brands. So Rebecca Minkoff has a connected store in New York, which is really just a marvel to see the level of engagement that's had there, the way that the from the dressing room to the digital displays work. It's really fascinating. And then also Kate Spade Saturday had developed a number of stores in New York where, you know, a lot of the engagement was taking place from, again, digital displays on the street. Right, so there's a lot of technology that is, it's available, it's here, retailers are starting to engage with it. I mean, honestly, a lot of, you know, the bigger box, you know, brand name retailers are doing tests. They may not, you know, formally announce it and do a press release, but they're all out there testing, whether it be the smart dressing room or, you know, smart digital displays that are able to realize, you know, you're a 30-year-old male walking up to this display, change the display to represent that target audience. So there's some really great things going on out there already.
Well, do you think this will be mainstream, you know, maybe within 5 years or so?
I do, and I kind of alluded to this earlier, but, you know, 96% of retailers are saying they plan to implement an IoT solution in the coming years. So I think it will be more mainstream in 5 years and really continue to grow there. This is the next great wave. You know, there's going to be a lot of advancements, a lot of changes that are going to happen over the next 5 years as hopefully those islands of technology are broken down. But certainly, you know, retailers are already headed that way. They're already looking at, you know, what we can do today to drive that, you know, greater customer experience or greater basket size. You're seeing it already. So absolutely, it will be mainstream within 5 years.
Uh-huh. So I know you had mentioned security a number of times in our discussion today. Do you think that security is an obstacle to implementation, though?
No, Michael, it truly depends on scope. And when that scope is being talked about, interacting with the consumer, then yes, absolutely, it can be an obstacle. As IoT continues to pick up speed, many are wary about how sharp an eye has been kept on securing all those things. However, I think the industry is listening as you're seeing more and more startups and enterprises talking about IoT security, introducing some initial best practices, some technology solutions, and really are becoming better from actual implementation. So I do believe that security will pose an obstacle, but I think that there are a lot of mitigating factors and corrective actions that are being executed right now by, again, enterprises looking to sell solutions around IoT and retail themselves to make sure that that's not going to be the case and it's not going to be an obstacle. You know, I like to joke that, you know, we don't want a hacker getting control of our toothbrush and then in turn instructing our car to leave our driveway.
Yeah, that would not be good.
So, you know, this is all, tongue in cheek, but in reality, it's all interconnected and and retailers are mindful of that, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you suppose that, you know, consumers might get creeped out, you know, when a store or a store associate know their preferences the moment they walk in?
You know, they could be, but I think this is less of a technology issue and more of a communication issue. Retailers have to make sure that they are actively reaching out to their shoppers, letting them know that they are trying something new things, with the hopes of improving their shopping experience. This needs to be an ongoing dialogue, and for sure, make it a point that all interactions are opt-in and not opt-out. And again, just constant communication. I think having your frontline associates also communicate as well would go a long way. You're not going to get everyone, but certainly I think over-communicating is going to be a key to make sure that folks don't feel like you're intruding on their privacy, but instead looking to delight them.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would you say is a good strategy for enhancing staff communications?
Yeah, you know, probably the biggest trend that we're seeing is putting mobility in every associate's hand. I was fortunate to recently go to a conference with retail executives. And one of the things that, you know, CEO after CEO stated in their presentation to this group was that they want technology, you know, in the hands of the associates so that it can improve the human-to-human interactions. And also, some of the data that we collected in our shopper survey, that, you know, 51% of, 51% of retailers actually plan to invest in mobile devices for store associates, and something like 58% of shoppers say that they have a better experience in store when the associates are on with a mobile device. Mm-hmm. I also think that leveraging an enterprise communication platform to allow for fluid, efficient, and effective communication can improve a retailer's top line and bottom line. So a VoIP solution that allows for, you know, things as, you know, fast paced or timely push-to-talk technology between associates across stores, back in home office, really will be key in the years to come.
Mm-hmm. Now, well, what is the role of IoT in network infrastructure management?
Yeah, so, you know, although every technology shift over the past has reshaped like the IT function in general, has fundamentally redefined the role of IT like IoT will over the coming years. And some are saying IoT will kind of usher in the rebirth of IT as a strategic partner and not just the plumber. Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to infrastructure, management, IT is going to be responsible for a great deal more now, a great deal more things, and being able to keep an eye on those things, instrument those things. So I like to break it down. It's going to be the monitoring, the controlling, optimizing, and then, you know, driving autonomy into those things. And IT is going to play a key role, in those core areas. They also are going to be the upfront guys who are going to, evaluate, you know, the opportunities, risks, and benefits of deploying IoT applications and solutions. Identify the key technology components necessary for their IoT solution deployment to be a success. And we'll be the key partner who will evaluate IoT solution partners as well. So, really IoT is going to give, IT new life.
Hmm. Now, can you share a use case with the Outlook Series audience?
Sure. So, you know, there are a series of different areas that, you can see IoT impacting, from inventory management, sales enablement, customer engagement, and really that connected experience. And, one use case that we're starting to see or had actually delivered at NRF was around that experience that's developed based on who the customer is, and what the product is, and bringing those two together to provide contextual appropriate information and insight. So, a case in point was a wine store, and the wine store wanted to be able to recommend, you know, the right wine to a shopper. You know, what are going to be the right pairings? You know, can I get, based on information about that shopper's previous purchases, and then some age demographics to see, you know, people who are also in that cohort, what else do they like? And so we built an IoT solution using Zatar and using some of our RFID technologies to make it such that an individual could grab a wine bottle, put it onto a counter, and based on them dropping that bottle onto the counter, it was the system realized what the wine was, and then their proximity to the display let our solution know who was looking at the display, and we were able to, within seconds, display both information about that wine, you know, what are some great pairings for that wine, and then, you know, people who like these items like you also like these other items, so we're able to do some cross-selling at that point as well. And I think that this is something where shoppers appreciate it because they're getting more insight and information about something they're about to make a purchase with, which is delightful. Retailers are really able to drive a catered experience for a shopper without an associate being involved. So without that labor hour hit, if you will, you know, allowing the associates to tend to other things in the store while the shopper, you know, self-serves in a way. So I think that's one great use case that we were able to develop.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Sean, would you like to add anything else to our discussion before we wrap up for today?
Yeah, I wanted to just talk a little bit about Zebra Technologies. You know, we're focused on empowering enterprises through IoT. We call it Enterprise Asset Intelligence. It focuses on the key areas that really impact IoT, and that being sense, analyze, and act. And, you know, I said it earlier, but we truly want our customers to be as smart and connected as the shoppers they serve. So for retailers, that's a broad set of reliable and innovative solutions that provide intelligence for their enterprise. A full portfolio of technologies based on real-time visibility, rugged mobility, and cloud technology, and around-the-clock technology and solution support. So we're there for our retail customers. For our channel partners, it's a broader and stronger portfolio of solutions that is easy for them to integrate and manage. We provide access to tools and expertise to support and grow their business, access to upcoming programs that are tailored to help enhance the overall end value of the Zebra products and increase customer satisfaction while our retail customers. So that's why I wanted to make sure that provided that bit of information about it.
All right. Now, where can the Outlook Series audience get more information about Zebra Technologies, IoT solutions for the retail vertical?
Yeah, we have it in one consolidated place. You can take a look at www.zebra.com/retail.
Okay, Sean. Well, hey, I appreciate you joining us today and wish you the best of luck with your endeavors over there at Zebra Technologies in the retail vertical.
Thank you very much, Michael, and thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us today, and be sure to log on to the Outlook Series site for your business and technology news.